Welcome. I'm Julie Bacon, and you're listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast, a podcast for dog handlers who are on a mission to achieve big goals. Here I share lessons, insights, personal stories, and tools you can apply during your next show, trial, or test to help you strengthen your mental game and hopefully cue more consistently. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll find details about the episodes, plus important links, including the link to the Dogged Planner and Workbook created just for handlers on a mission. So if you're ready to improve your competitive mindset, get out of your own way, and connect with your dog like never before, then it's time to get comfy, bring an open mind, and work your mindset. Hey there, and welcome back to the podcast. Okay, this week we are talking about the difference or the power of intention versus attention. And this was brought to my attention because I heard something on, I don't know, something, so who knows where I heard it. But anyway, this is basically the quote: "You're not getting the result you want because your attention doesn't match your intention." And to me, that was kind of like a, oh, dang, kind of a moment. Because what that really means is, you know, if we have something that we want to change, right? We have this intention. So let's say we have this intention of getting better at healing. Okay, we have that. That is our intention. And we've written it down as a goal. Maybe we've even broken it down. Maybe we've even gotten a new trainer, you know, new obedience person or whatever, because we have this intention of getting really good at healing our dogs and ourselves, because, you know, of course, there's so much footwork in it. And that is our intention. But our attention, our thoughts, our beliefs are focused on, you know, the last three times we were in the ring and how bad that was, or, you know, how much this dog has to improve because, you know, Fred, when he gets in that ring, he just lags or whatever. That's where our attention is. So our attention could be replaying all of the ways that it didn't go well or the ways that we don't want. So in that way, we have a mismatch between our intention, which is to improve our healing, and our attention, which is all the ways our healing sucks, basically, in summary. All right. And for me, this really hit because I think that there are so many times that we very clearly could articulate. Like if I sat across from you and I can be like, what are your goals for this year? And what are your process goals for this weekend? And how are you going to break that down? And how are you going to measure progress and all that? You would be like, bam, 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 I know this. And I'd be like, what did you think about this morning? You'd be like, what, huh? What? I'm sorry? What? What did you ask me? Like, yeah, what did you think about this morning? What did you think about when you came out of the ring? What did you think about, you know, yesterday about that topic? And you're like, we're working on things, right? And you would know instantly, right, what the right and the wrong answers are, of course. But I think that I know I catch myself doing that, right? Because we get in grooves, we get in bad habits of thinking about the things that have gone wrong, thinking about the mistakes that we have made. And we think that on some level, we're giving them our attention because that's how they're going to get approved, right? If I don't work on my healing, how is it going to get improved? I'm not saying don't work on your healing. I'm saying that you have to think of your healing as getting better already, that it's already getting better, that you're already improving it, that you are using maybe visualization and mental rehearsal to improve your healing, even when you don't have a dog next to you, or maybe when you're just, you know, laying out on the couch. You have to be thinking that your handling is improving all the time. So your thoughts need to be that of improved healing, because if you're having thoughts of terrible healing or mistakes that you've made in the past or the way that you've always done it or your last trial, it doesn't match your intention of improvement. So that to me, I think is, I don't know, just kind of, maybe, you know, it's not a new thought necessarily, but sometimes, you know, when someone puts it in a different way and it just hits you differently, I think it just hit me differently, right? So the other way to think about it is, every time you have a thought, like about a topic. So let's say the topic is, you know, contacts in agility, right? So every time you think about contacts, are you having, you are, every time you think about contacts, you are watering the thought. Okay, so you're watering the seed, okay? So if you think about, when you think about contacts, you think about missing them or being frustrated or being in the wrong place, those are the seeds that you're watering. It's spring. I'm in a gardening mode. Okay? So those are the seeds that you're watering. Instead, if every time you think about contacts, you're envisioning the contacts that you want, the contacts that you once had in that one time where they were just so perfect and you were so excited and you just had the best run ever and you're so glad you have out of that on video, those are the seeds that you're watering. And then that is what will grow. Where our attention goes is where progress flows. Yeah, it's supposed to rhyme. I didn't make it up. I'm not the first one to say it. Okay. But that is the truth, right? We get more of what we think about. And like last week, I did this thing on limiting beliefs, a podcast on limiting beliefs. And all month in the membership, I'm on limiting beliefs because I think that this is kind of another way that we end up in a limiting belief when we really weren't planning to. I mean, not that anyone wants one, but the thing is beliefs are just the thoughts we keep having. So if we keep having these negative thoughts, they end up turning into actions, results that we don't want, and they end up ingraining in us in these limiting beliefs. So we have to figure out how to flip the script. We have to figure out and realize that whatever we are thinking about, we are giving attention to. And if that is not in the direction that we want to go, then we have some definite work to do in terms of our thoughts and really paying attention to the thoughts we're having so that we can replace them with the thoughts we want to be having, even if that means a future version of ourselves or a version of ourselves that doesn't yet exist or an aspirational version of ourselves, right? We have to start somewhere. We have to encourage, going back to the old garden metaphor, we have to water the thoughts that we want, the seeds that we want, right? In order to encourage new growth, right? It's kind of that simple. So it's also one of those things that is like super simple concept wise, but super hard to do. So when I come back, we'll start breaking down like, how do we actually get this done? Quick question. Do you ever wish you had more mindset help? Well, the Q membership was created just for that reason. Every month we pick a topic and then we have 4 lessons, which are kind of like these podcasts that we dive deeper into. And so if you are ready for more, you're ready for more mindset work, think about joining the Q membership. Annual members get a free coaching session, but you can also choose the monthly option as well. Go to theqcoach.com to learn more. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so getting this done, switching our minds, getting our attention and our intention in alignment. How do we go about that? All right, so the first thing is, and some of these tips, I actually go into a lot more detail this month in the membership again, because we really are focused on unraveling limiting beliefs, but a lot of what I'm going to suggest also works on creating new beliefs, right? Because whether you have a limiting belief that you want to crowd out and replace, or whether you are just trying to develop, you have the intention of developing a new habit, a new skill, a new consistency, right? Maybe you do have, you know, great contacts, but you don't have them consistently, right? So you want to develop that. So that is your intention. Well, now you need to back it up, right? We need to back it up with our attention. And attention doesn't necessarily, it can, but it doesn't necessarily mean repetition, right? You know, there's only so many reps our dogs are going to do. There's only so many ways that we can practice. And we know, because we're here, we're listening to the sound of my voice, that so much of it is mindset, okay? So that's where we're going to start. I trust that you know the skills and you have great instructors or you are listening to skills-based podcasts. But for now, we are going to focus on how we are going to make our thoughts match our intention. And we are going to give attention to those thoughts so that they are always in alignment. Okay. That's what we're going for here. Because if you're not getting the results that you want, you are out of alignment somewhere. Maybe you don't have the skills, your dog doesn't have the skills, you don't have the right mental game that you want to have, whatever it is, something isn't clicking, right? At least on a consistent basis. An error here or there is like the game of sport, but you know what we're talking about, okay? So let's talk about how are we going to make our intentions and our attentions match. The first step is always awareness. It always starts with awareness. Get more sensitive, more in touch with the kinds of thoughts that you are having. And when you have a thought that is counter to one of your goals, one of the things you're working on, one of your intentions, then you need to sort of stop yourself and if you make a note of it, if you can't, you know, do anything about it, like say you're just, you know, maybe you're walking the course and you feel that thought come in or something like that, but kind of make a note of it. Because that's the thought that we need to shift. Ideally, you would grab the journal and you would kind of maybe even free write or let your stream of consciousness go and, you know, kind of write out like, where are these thoughts coming from? Why is this happening? Why are we having this thought again? You know, kind of thing. And then start to look at it and start to replace it. Replace and reframe. Okay, that's kind of the next step in this. And kind of understand how you can make that thought that you're having phrased in a new way, restated in a new way, where it supports your intention. Okay. So you're having a thought that, you know, you're going to go, you have a contact and you're like, oh no, I don't know that I'm going to get there. I mean, it's dog walk tunnel. We know that those are really hard. I don't know that I'm going to get there. And you catch yourself having the thought. Ideally, you would take that time to like kind of journal it out and really dissect where that's coming from and see that it doesn't match your intention, which was to improve your contacts this year. And if you have that time, please do that. If you don't have that time, you're going to take the quick route and you're going to say, okay, we're working on our contacts, right? That's a better thought. That's a thought in the direction of your intentions, right? We're working on our contacts. We're working on our contacts. Whenever I see, you know, dog walk tunnel, I know that I have to pay more attention to my positioning or my verbals or whatever it is that I'm doing in class that's working, right? Because it's always working in class. And really put that into action. Okay, that's a reminder. That's great. Thank you for the reminder, intrusive thought. You know, thank you for the reminder. That's what I'm going to do. So in that way, you can very quickly take an oh no moment and turn it into a thought that supports your intention of improving your contacts. Okay. Another one, you're at an obedience trial and there's a very busy, the way the ring's facing, your dog's going to be heeling into like the crating area and you're already hearing a barking dog and it's, you know, kind of triggering like old memories and like, oh no's and all that. But you have this intention this year of, you know, getting your dog's obedience titles and, you know, really improving, you know, how your dog's healing and their attention. So you're going to use that as a handling cue for a better thought. Okay. So instead, what you're going to do, you're going to look at that environment and you're going to go, you know what? We've been working on this. I've been working on attention. What I need to do is when I approach this end of the ring, I need to just make sure that I'm, you know, connected, I look down at my dog, get physical, look in the eyes if I can. If I can't, just make sure that we're in position at, you know, going into that corner and that I am ready and prepared that my dog might get distracted down at that end of the ring. And what can I do? What have I been doing in practice to get them back? What can I do to get my dog's attention back on me? Right? Not perfect examples, obviously. Work with me. All right. But what needs to happen, that's for if you're trialing in the moment. Okay. So you can do that when you are not trialing, when you are away and you want to support your intentions more with your attention. Think about all those errant thoughts that you're having, those thoughts that tell you that, oh, you know, I'm not getting good at this, or I'm not good enough at this, or I'll never be good at this, or my dog will never get it. All those negative thoughts. Think about, ask yourself, like, how am I talking to myself, right? When a mistake happens, when it doesn't go the way of my intention, what is the thought that I'm having? How am I talking to myself in that moment? What is happening there? What is it triggering? Am I having kind of an emotional reaction to it? What is going on? And you want to realign that so that your thoughts are supporting your intention. Because our thoughts, again, thoughts had over and over again, are create those beliefs. Our beliefs create our actions create our results. Okay. It's just true. It's studied. It's true. So what we want to make sure of is that those thoughts that we're having are in alignment with the results that we want, right? If we're not getting the results that we want, we go back up that ladder and we see, where did it break down? Did I not take the actions? Did I not believe in it enough? Was my thoughts kind of wonky? And so in this case, what I'm saying is, like, let's start with those thoughts. And let's make sure our thoughts are in alignment with our intention, which is our goals, and make sure that we believe and we can envision ourselves doing that. So when we are away from a trial or something, when we're away from a trial or practice, is what I meant to say, the other thing that we can be doing from the comfort of our very own living room is more mental rehearsal and visualization, right? See it going well. See that goal that we want actually coming to fruition. Imagine it happening. Imagine how it feels. Imagine how it feels to run with our dog in that way when we are improved in our healing. We are improved. Our dog isn't as prone to distractions. We are, you know, staying on course, or we are nailing those contacts exactly the way we want. Use those times where we can't be doing repetition after repetition, and instead use that to work on your thoughts. Work on the alignment of your attention and your intention. And we do that with mental rehearsal, visualization, you know, imagination, right? Which is what it really is imagining us already in that new place. What would it feel like? What would it sound like? What would it look like if you were already on the other side of that goal? Like, imagine your goal or that intention already being done. Then what would it look like? Then what would you do? So a lot of us can imagine that. It's just we sometimes can't imagine the steps in between or the work in between, but that's okay. Go ahead and imagine that end state and get your thoughts wrapped around that. And a common thing to do in that moment is, what would someone who's already accomplished that think or do? What would that person be thinking right now? They sure wouldn't be thinking like, oh, my dog never cues there. They would be thinking like, oh, that's where my dog got their mock. Oh, that's where my dog got their last points for their championship. You know, what would that person be thinking? Imagine it in that done state and align your thoughts to that, because those thoughts then are more in alignment with your intention. Okay. So it goes back to that adage, and I don't know, I learned this adage in corporate, is what we give our attention to is what grows, right? That's what happens. Whatever we're focused on is what will come to fruition, because our brains are wired to make it so, right? Our brains like to be right. They want us to be right. So they will align everything. We'll pick up things in the environment unconsciously that will support that thought. So make sure that both your unconscious and conscious are picking up the thoughts, the things in your environment, the experience, the evidence to support the intention that you desire. Okay. And whenever you catch yourself, just reframe it. Just flip it around. Just reframe it. Put a yet on the end of it. Well, I'm not there yet. You know, oh, I'll never have that. Or, you know, becomes, I don't have that yet. I'm working toward that. You know, I have actions in place to address that. I'm working on it. We'll get there. You know, replace those thoughts. Okay. So I want you to work this week really hard on that, right? Making sure that your intention is in alignment with your attention. And I would add to that your energy too, right? Because what we give our energy is very similar, and our energy and attention are usually pointed in the same direction. And we just want to make sure that those things are in alignment with your goals, right? And what you want. And if they're not, you need to probably pick up a journal or think to figure out like how you can get them there and how you can get them there more consistently, right? Gratitude always is a great way to start, of course. And just imagining that end state, and what would someone who's already there, what would they be thinking? What would they be thinking? All right. And see if you can't work that out. All right. So again, like I said, this is very related to the Limiting Belief podcast of last week. So hopefully this is building on that for you. And if you want more, like I said, we are all in it this month in the membership, trying to figure this out for all of us because we all have limiting beliefs. So join us. And otherwise, just really take it upon yourself to really do this homework and really make sure that you are in alignment. And that will help you get to your goals that much faster. But no matter what you're up to this week, I hope you have a fantastic week with your dogs. Thanks so much for listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast with me, Julie Bacon. I am so grateful for your precious time. Check out my Dogged Planner workbook and journal available on Amazon. Just search for Dogged Planner. I also offer monthly membership that's perfect for ongoing support of your awesome goals. Check out theqcoach.com for details or just stop by and check out all the ways you can work on your mindset. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at theqcoach and let me know how it's going. Finally, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. This helps us podcasters tremendously. Plus, I know I get my best podcast recommendations from friends. Thanks and have a great week with your dogs.